Thank you. Now for part two.
By the way, for you musicians who can't see from wherever you are, this instrument is fretless. You probably notice the scales he plays are just a little bit different.
I think I'm gonna move this to the side because I can't be, I can't really see her. Yeah, great.
Let's, you do what you gotta.
Can we take it over here? Okay, great. A little bit easier. Great, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Some of the music we've just played is Turkish and some Armenian. Most of it is from the folklore, except for the first piece that we played, which is called a longa. And it's about the sixth, it's usually the sixth in a piece, in a Turkish classical piece, semi-classical piece called a fasıl, which means chapter in Turkish. So that that kind of real chops thing in the beginning, that 6-8 chops thing, that was part of that repertoire. The rest was from a region in Turkey called the Anatolian Plateau, Anadolu in Turkish. And that's where my family comes from. And Miriam's family also came from Turkey to Cuba. So we have that connection both in the music and in the dance. The dance that she'll be doing, the first piece, is from an Egyptian repertoire. It's common in Egypt to take the introductions to these big vocal works and then use them as oriental dance pieces because they usually have some rhythm changes and some interesting things about them that can be interpreted in dance. So they're commonly used in dance. And we'll follow that with some drum improvisation. And then after that I'll sing something which is improvised singing from that region, from the Anatolian Plateau, and it's if you've heard singing call to prayer from the minaret, it's in the same family, kind of from Sufi, from Konya, from the city of Konya, which is the holy city in Turkey. And by the way, my nationality is Armenian, so my parents came from a minority in South Eastern Turkey and were driven out by the Ottoman Turks and into Aleppo, Syria, and then my parents met and married here. But all those regions in Turkey now where Armenians once were, there are Kurds there now, and they speak almost the same kind of Turkish as my parents do, so the geography of the area must be really powerful. There's a lot of things like that from that region. Anyway, that's the singing that's closest to my heart. Obviously, that's my roots. And then after that, we have I'll be also singing. I may sing another piece, which is from the classical Turkish in the mode of Rast. And is that it? Yeah. Okay. So Miriam, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Sabret gönül bir gün olur, bu hasret biter. Çekilen acılar canım gün olur geçer. Sabret gönül bir gün olur, Bu hasret biter. Çekilen acılar canım gün olur geçer. Of 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 of. Thank you, Bob. Thanks.
Miriam Ely and Joe Zaytunian. Okay, Joe is a recipient of the Florida Folk Heritage Award. When do you get that? About 5 o'clock, huh?
5 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
Six o'clock. Okay, yeah. Coming right up. So the highest award that we give to a folk artist in the state of Florida. All right. Okay, we're going to get our hymnliners up here real quick. Some quick hymnlining, and then we're going to have some folks talk about those crazy swamp buggies over there.